form the mountains and the seas, the sparrow and the creek. But when it came to making you, my joy it was complete. So when I saw my children fall to sickness, sin and death, love could not remain apart while darkness stole your breath. And anyone who's loved someone has felt that aching plea to take away another's pain, if such a thing could be. To see a child in suffering or hold a dying friend, whisper through the breaking heart, I'd take their place instead. So I stepped into your sorrow, I clothed myself in skin. The author walked among you to carry all your sin. I touched the blind and broken, the weak, the poor, the lost. And every soul I healed foretold the burden of the cross. For God so loved the world, He could not leave you there, not distant in the heavens while you sank into despair. So Jesus bore your sorrow, your sickness and your shame. The shepherd laid his life down, your sin upon his frame. There's nothing that we would not do to save the ones we love, and love itself agrees, so came from heaven above. The Lamb of God came not for one, but for one and all. And all who come to Jesus will be lifted from the fall. So when you stand by graveside to watch somebody fade, remember Christ in Gethsemane and love that chose to stay. The maker of all living things did not turn from your need, but entered all your suffering to set all people free. Oh, what love would not do to save the ones it made? The one who formed the stars above was pierced for those he made. And every heart that's ever loved can glimpse the reason why. The God who knit us carefully could not just let us die.